Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. This segment is going to be all about the Smith & Wesson 29. This is a little less obscure than the Remington Model 29.
It certainly is.
You've probably seen this before.
Yeah.
This segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
If you're lucky enough, you have one.
Ooh.
You know,
do you have one?
Define one.
Do you have several?
They are in my home. I'll just say that.
All right.
They are locked in my safe in my gun vault.
Gotcha.
So
in the gun vault.
In the gun vault. So
okay, good.
Beautiful guns. But Tri-County Roofing wants you to know that it is roofing season. It is upon us already.
Yeah.
If you've had any problems, any repairs, we had some high winds a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
We've got lots of rain coming for the next week.
Yes.
And it's time to make sure you got that roof taken care of. If you need repairs, if you need things fixed on your roof, or if you need a whole doggone new roof, get a hold of Tri-County Roofing, 810-732-7740. They're very serious about this. They will take care of you, and you will sleep good at night knowing your roof is on the button.
Now, repairs they do for commercial roofing, which is what they specialize in. They will do. They don't do repairs on shingle roofs, but they do. They do install them.
Right, and I had him out to do some repairs on mine, and he really recommended doing one whole side of my house, which was smarter.
Yeah,
because it was 11 years old.
Right,
and it still looked great, but I had two little spots that were leaking.
Yeah,
he didn't put it on. I had another bunch of guys do it years ago. A bunch of my guys did it, and they weren't roofers, you know, but we had a little bit of time. So we had a few days, and we got them up there. We did the roof, and I paid the price, you know. I had to spend another $5,000 to fix it, you know, which is sad. But most importantly to me, I don't want mold in my attic. I don't want roof leaks.
Yeah.
I want to know that my – and I was worried because they did it in December, and here it is. Those high winds hit, and I thought, boy, those – there hasn't been a hot day to seal those shingles down yet, you know? But they know what they're doing. They installed them good. Not a single shingle blew off or anything during those high winds we had a couple weeks ago, two Saturdays ago. It was rough. So now with Tri-County, they actually, I did a speech for them this week, and they said that they can actually offer you for shingled roofs a 25-year non-prorated guarantee now, with labor included, labor and materials, with some of their brands. So they have got some, that's a shingle company and a installation company that is putting their backbone behind their product. I mean, that is an impressive guarantee for shingles. So get a hold of them, 810-732-7740, or link to them right from my website, thegss.com, and you'll get a hold of Tri-County, and you'll be glad you did. So thank you very much. And tell him you heard about him on the show. We appreciate that. Dan especially, because doggone it, Dan's looking a little skinny. And you got to fatten up a little bit. So you got to make some more money off these people.
You know? Well,
maybe I should make some more money for you.
I don't know. I mean, it works out because
this is a money business.
When you get skinny, you spend less money on food. So I'm doing all right.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Yeah. Oh, you've adjusted.
Yeah. But they're great clients, and they do amazing work, and we sure appreciate
friends.
Them.
I've never wasted a penny with them. Everything they've ever done for me has been right on the button. You'll feel the same way. So March 29th today, not a day that will live in infamy, hopefully. But no, you know that the next gun is the Model 29 Smith & Wesson, the Clint Eastwood sidearm of choice, the Smith & Wesson Model 29, a truly historic and iconic masterpiece, 6-shot, 44 Magnum. It will also shoot 44 specials. First produced in 1955, and it's a beast of a gun.
That's what he calls it when he makes his speech.
Yeah, this is
in Dirty Harry, but he doesn't call it.
He didn't call Model 29. He just called Magnum.
I didn't even know that it was Model 29.
Well, the original in the first 2 years. The gun was actually, I forget the exact name, but it was just called the Select Magnum or something. And I forget exactly what they called it. They call them the number 29 is in the model number. It didn't have a model number yet. It was just the Magnum. And I've got two old friends, unfortunately they're both passed away now, that had those. They were collecting them in the 50s. and
the originals.
The originals. And they were like, you want to come over and hold on an original? You know, it's like, oh, and he used to call me after the show, after, you know, over the past 13 years or 14 years, we talked about 44 Magnums. He'd say, Jonathan, you need to come over and take a look at this 44 Magnum. Say, you know what you're talking about. You know, it's like, all right. And I never did.
No.
I should have. Yeah. I don't know what happened to the guns. Hopefully they're in a museum somewhere. Still in the cardboard box that came in wrapped in the paper. That's how these guys collected guns. They're smart guys, you know, and that's still smart now. Never throw away a gun box, especially not a Smith & Wesson or a Colt box. Hang on to them. Save your guns, for your boxes for your guns. But the six-shot 44 Magnum is truly a ton of fun. I couldn't wait to get my first one. Oddly enough, my first one was a very small one, Dan. It was not a big Clint Eastwood-style gun.
That was a long barrel.
Well, they had two different models they used in the show. When he whipped it out of his holster and shot a lot, it was a 6-inch. But when they had to do that iconic glare down the barrel, it was an 8 3/8 long barrel. So it was bigger looking. Okay, they used two of them. And then of course he had the shield impressed right in the side of the gun, you know, and, inside of the grip, he had his shield on there, his, police department or whatever, but anyways, SFPD, but now this gun is still basically being produced today in almost the identical fashion. They have prefix differences now. They're up to it's the model 29, and then they started, after the first several years, then they started -2, then -3, then -4, and -5, -6. They're up into the, I think they're in sevens now, I believe so. But the main thing is they are still available. The 4-inch model, just for comparison, we were talking about the Glock, the 10-millimeter Glock a little bit ago, weighing 23 ounces, or loaded, it's 31. The four inch 44 Magnum, which is the size I really like, 4-inch 44 Magnum is a fun gun to shoot. It barks like mad, but it's short enough. You can wheel it around pretty quick. You can draw it quickly. It's almost a duty size gun. It weighs 41.5 ounces. So it's almost 3 pounds. It's almost 2 3/4 pounds empty. And then the 6-inch model is 45 ounces. With a standard barrel. They now make them with a double lug barrel that is all the way out. It's double lugged. It holds the muzzle down. When you pull the trigger, it doesn't kick as much. It still kicks a lot, but the muzzle lift isn't quite as bad. Now, the first one I ever got was a Model 29, but it was a 3-inch Lou Horton. Lou Horton was a guy that made, he took guns right from the factory. It's kind of like a Shelby Mustang, you know, or an IROC Z. They go to a custom shop to be finished, you know, to put it in car terms. They go to a custom shop to be finished, to be customized in certain ways. So what Lou Horton would do is he'd take those guns, he'd round all the corners, round the butt, put a wood grip on it, Goncalo Olives grip with finger grooves in it. So it was just a compact beast. And absolutely loved that first 44 I ever got. And oddly enough, Jacob just found one and got one because he liked mine so much from when I was younger. And he was growing up. And it was the first 40. It was the first pistol I believe he ever fired was a 44 Magnum.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was fitting for the Mighty Oak. So yeah. I'm happy about that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what Tommy's first gun was, but Jake's was that. So now it is still being produced. It is a sizable gun. It is big. Comes now in 3-inch, 4-inch, 5-inch, 6-inch, 6.5, 8 3/8, and 10 5/8-inch barrel. Now, 10 5/8 used to be the length that they wanted for silhouette shooting. And they were shooting steel silhouettes of goats and rams and beavers and all that kind of stuff at 200 yards with these guns. So hearing that steel plate hit on those steel silhouettes with a 10 5/8-inch 44 Magnum, that's a lot of fun. It is a double-action or single-action gun. It's available in polished blue or nickel. That's the Model 29. Now, they make a Model 629 that is stainless steel. Whenever the 6 prefix is in front of the smaller numbers, if it starts with a 6, that means it's stainless steel. So they still you can get Model 29s in blued or nickel, but stainless is going to have a six before it. So, and at the time, you know, when these things first came out, for the first like 10, 12 years, they were the world's strongest and most powerful handgun. The iconic line from Inspector Harry Callahan from SFPD was, you know, this is the world's most powerful handgun. It'll remove your, you know, I think he said
blow your head clean off at
something like that. Yeah, it'll blow your head clean off. And it'll, something about removing fingerprints on one of them. But I think that was in Sudden Impact, and it might have been from the auto mag that he carried in that gun, that show. But I'll have to do some research this weekend on a rainy day. So now, if you are a fan of the 44 Magnum, you know that Elmer Keith was the driving force behind Smith & Wesson's introduction for the 44 Magnum. And then Ruger up and beat him to it. You know, they got the Ruger 44 Magnum, the Super Blackhawk, out really quick, and they did a really good job. But in 1957, it all of a sudden just did become the Model 29. The 27 and 28s were 357 Magnums. The 27 is the classic, and the 28 classic revolver, beautiful six shot. The 28 is the Highway Patrolman. It was a large, heavy framed 357 Magnum, and that's always been one of my favorite 357 Magnums on the market too. So all great guns from Smith & Wesson. It is truly one of my favorites. So I love the power, the sound, the pure horsepower that these things exude. In hunting, it's a family, the 44 Magnum is truly a family historical load in my family. My dad, my grandpa, my uncles, they hunted with 44 Magnums, and sometimes they'd let me shoot them, and then every now and then they'd let me actually hunt with their guns. My daughter-in-law to this day, hunts with a 44 Magnum. My son hunts with a 44 Magnum, and I hunt with a 44 Magnum, although it's a single shot. We have a lot of fun, and it was the gun of choice before they come out with that doggone 450 Bushmaster. So go get one. And next segment, we're going to talk about all the different ones that are available right now at Williams Gun Sight. So tons of good stuff coming up. So hang on tight. We got more of the Gunsmith Show coming your way.
Right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Back after this.